It's your morning team show. It's WSGW. Charlie and Dave and Pat and Art and you online and on air. Just because it sounds so cool, and since it's such a fun song, we'll find any reason, to get Murray Head on the air.
Bangkok, Oriental sitting in the city, don't know what the city is kept. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner.
How's that for a reference, huh?
1982,
83.
Okay. We've all missed the boat. We all could have been singers.
It's a fun song. It's got that fun sound to it and just a nice little beat to it. And so anytime we find any news story out of Thailand.
1984.
Is it what it is? Okay. One night in Bangkok, Murray Head. So here's what's going on. I just like that. I don't know why. I just love it with you. Pieces, brother. Anyway. So shoppers in Bangkok, it says, and I guess throughout Thailand, actually, been having some fun because at the start of the new year, several stores, and it says here, even the 7-Eleven convenience stores in Thailand, there is now a ban on single-use plastic bags. No. That sound familiar?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
It says here, a victory for environmental campaigners, and many people are happy with this. They're glad to do what they can when it comes to the environment and things. But there are some who are unsure of it, saying that, you know, we're not quite sure if we're ready for this, and, you know, they're, you know, plastic bags are the big worry. So those on that that opinion, were going to stores and grabbing whatever they could in order to make their purchases and haul home their merchandise. For example, stories and social media are showing people. One person used, it says, food storage netting that they brought from home. This guy says his mother usually had dried fish in the netting. So he took the netting along, and in his big net, he took home his purchases. Another person was a person who brought a giant laundry basket. Instead of the laundry, you know, the underwear and socks. Nope, they put in the their food. And one person, it says, was grinning at a camera as he had a wheelbarrow that he took through the store and put in his purchase.
Well, you know, I mean, think about this, though. Think about this. When I grew up in New York City, my mother would go to the grocery store with a shopping cart. A foldable shopping cart.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those
were popular. Put all her groceries in there. There were no such things as plastic bags.
Bags, right.
But how about paper bags? Were they using any kind of bags?
You could get paper bags, but she would take cloth bags with her. I mean, you know, what goes around comes around.
Which now available in a lot of places. They're reusables.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, don't you use
I do.
Some reusable. Yeah.
Yes, I do. I use reusable. Too. Does she?
Yeah. Well, they're sturdy, too. And I got to say.
Well, that's the big thing, you know. Yep. And some stores require you to bring, you know, if you shop at Aldi's, for example, you got to bring your own in or use boxes that they have there.
I usually just put it in the cart and then take each
do that too.
All, everything, yeah. Then I get to the vehicle, I have to take everything out individually and kind of just put it on the seats. And
you haven't brought the wheelbarrow yet?
Haven't learned yet. Huh?
Well, sometimes because they give you, they have the storage boxes that all the food comes in that they take out of them. Right. Sometimes they'll put those on shelves that you can use. So I've done that before too. You're fine. But again, in Thailand, thank you, Murray Head, for helping us introduce the story about what they're doing when it comes to finding ways to now tote merchandise if they can't use plastic bags.
At the very least, it gave you a reason to play Murray Head.
As I said.
Right. Well, a lot of people here do use them more than once. So.
Yeah. No,
plastic bags.
Oh, yeah. They come in handy for a lot of things, for storing
and,
things.
And now Dow's even working on technology, using them in building new roads.
Well, that's right. That's right. So, you see, we'll find a way. And I can't wait till the next time we find a reason to play Murray Head. Stay tuned.